This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, we will profile the surging Seattle Thunderbirds. In the midst of another long winning streak, T-Birds are backstopped by the Canadian Hockey League Goaltender of the Week, Taryn Kozin, picked up the honor. More with Kozin and T-Birds head coach Steve Konowalczyk. And fresh off the World Junior Hockey Championships, Derek Pouliot came back to earn the Denny's WHL Player of the Week with the Portland Winterhawks. He'll join us later. The Seattle Thunderbirds may just be the hottest team running in the WHL. They enter the weekend riding a 7-game winning streak. After several moves during the season and at the trade deadline, the T-Birds put it together. I asked head coach Steve Konowalczyk what's led to their recent strong play.
Commitment to defense. We were really getting away from that, really protecting the house. And getting a little bit more depth back in that lineup. I know we believe the guys can win when they're in there, but through that little stretch there, we were down to about, two and a half lines and a little bit short. So it's nice to get some depth. And that way, if you have a couple passengers, you can shuffle your lines around. And one thing our team does rely on is having some depth in numbers that everybody can contribute.
I want to ask you about Taryn Kozin. All he's done is stop everything come his way in his first two games.
Well, boy, he's sure... filled in nice for what we were looking for. I know that we believe Mouma can be right there with him, and he's going to get a chance to play as well. But Terrence came in, and he talk about earning your respect from your teammates right away. He's come in. He could see the life he gives to our bench when he makes a big save. Handles the puck really well. I think that's really, really something that's helped our D out and helped us in the penalty kill. We've done a good job, I think, in the past of making teams dump it, but now with him back there, he passes it to our D and it's back down. So he's added there, and he's got a good hockey sense in the net. He reads the play well. Sometimes he's got a good stick around tight, and he makes some saves using his hockey sense. And it's a nice addition, something we were looking, as any team that wants to set themselves up for playoffs or tough games down the stretch, you want to have good goaltending, and we believe with the two guys we have, we're right there.
After the deadline now, this is your team. This is the team you'll move forward. Russ Farwell has made a ton of moves this season. Do you like your team? Do you like your chances moving forward? Right now, as we stand, you're in that fourth spot home ice advantage in the opening round.
I do like our team. I think one of the toughest things in hockey, the teams that win a Stanley Cup or a Memorial Cup or whatever level, it's getting the right blend of skill and grit. You can have too much skill, but when it's crunch time in a seven-game series, maybe you don't have enough compete to win the battles or go the distance. You can have too much grit, not enough skill to put the puck in. I like the blend we have. We have some high-end talent on there, but we also have some Hickman, some Worley, some Hoffs that can play hockey and be the grit. Mitch Elliott's playing a good role. So I believe we have that. The Jakubowski, the Maxwell, they're competitive hockey players that can chip in at all times. And I like our balance. The key for us is playing with emotion. We have to bring emotion that enhances us physically and really, lets our skill step out a little bit.
As for goaltender Taryn Kozin, he's been named the CHL Vaughan Goaltender of the Week after back-to-back shutouts and a 3-0 record, along with a .977 save percentage. Taryn, back-to-back shutouts. You couldn't have asked for a better debut in back-to-back games.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just try to go in there and try to play my game. I was pretty nervous going in the first one, but I ended up getting a shutout, and it was pretty nice. Team really helped me in a couple situations. There was a couple bad bounces. The D-man even had to cover the puck for me. Hoffer did a great job blocking shots, and it's just last game, the D-man really helped out getting out. Getting pucks out, getting rebounds out, forwards come down, collapse real good. So it's been real nice.
The 8 consecutive wins, the longest T-Birds winning streak since the 2006-07 season.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the face-off! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot. Go! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal. Stephen Elliott.
The Western Hockey League. It's time. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
He's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Derek Pouliot of the Portland Winterhawks gets back in time to help out his Winterhawks win some games here again. Derek, talk about your week getting back in and you guys finding your scoring touch here once again.
Yeah. I mean, we got back right after the World Juniors, and we had a quick four games there. So the three of us there were a little bit tired, but you know, we got 7 out of 8 points, which was good to see from the team. And now that we've been back for a bit and we're rested up, I mean, things are looking good. The team's starting to get back together and back into the form we got before we had that little break there. So it's looking good right now, and you know, I think we're happy with how we've been playing so far.
You're the seventh-ranked team in the nation, Derek, and everyone always wants to compare the Winterhawks to last year or the year before. As you guys make your push right now atop the U.S. division, can you compare this year's club with, let's say, last year's team that went to the Memorial Cup?
Yeah, I think we lost a few players, a couple of key defensive pieces, but I think we picked those guys up, or up some good guys with Dumba and Hart, and you know, we've got a couple of good young guys there in the back end, so... our forwards have been phenomenal this year for us. Obviously, they're putting up some numbers and you know, helping us win games. I think our defense is pretty similar to last year. I think we've got a good group back there, and obviously Berkey's been playing well in that for us. So I think compared to last year, we're around the same. I mean, we don't have that Ty Ratty scoring 50 goals, but we're doing well.
Hey, you mentioned Matt Dumba there, and of course you teamed up at World Juniors on Team Canada, and there was talk that he would be reassigned by the Minnesota Wild, and that trade would go through with the Red Deer Rebels. But did you guys talk about that at all, and the potential to be playing together after World Juniors was over?
Yeah. While we were there, I mean, Nick and Taylor and I talked to him quite a bit, and kind of asked him what he thought was going to happen, and if he came to Portland, how he'd feel about it, and. We're excited. I mean, he's an amazing player. He can do it all, and he's going to be a big help for us coming down the stretch here. He's going to take up a lot of minutes out there, and obviously with the caliber of player that he is, he's going to do really well.
Now, you're finding your game here again, Derek, and with Matt Dumba now joining you. Was he the missing piece to the puzzle? You notice it. The one thing that the Winterhawks have not done as well as last year was the fact that the goals against was up, and that wasn't a concern last year. Does he really help the fact that he can move the puck and help out your back end?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you have a guy that's played 13 NHL games, he's obviously a very good player, and... like you said, he moves the puck up quick. He's got a great shot. He's very responsible in his own zone. He's a solid two-way defenseman. And, he's gonna help a lot down the stretch here.
Now, Derek, you're from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, and you could have been the most popular sports figure in Weyburn, but all of a sudden, that town is cranking out the professional athletes, the latest being golfer Graham Dillette in the PGA Circuit, CFL lineman. It'll be tough to win the old Sportsman of the Year in your hometown these days.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of good guys there that have gone to have some... they're starting out their careers, and they're doing really well for themselves, too. So it's exciting to see. It's kind of put Weyburn on the map a little bit. I mean, not too many people know where it is when you ask them. And, it's good to see. And, it's phenomenal for those guys. They're doing really well for themselves, and it's exciting.
And that's this week's show. I want to say thanks to our guests, Steve Konowalczyk and Taryn Kozin in Seattle, and Derek Pouliot in Portland. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.